brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Dr. Joel Wallach is with us for the next 45 minutes or so, getting into one of the biggest causes from his research, a lot of other research confirming it, being mineral deficiencies, vitamin deficiencies, and the fact that our overall life expectancy is dropping. It's also dropped massively in Russia. And if you average out the fact that infant mortality, at least in the last 80 years or so, has gotten better, then you realize it's when you average that out that we are living a lot less. You were going over some of those numbers, Dr. Wallach. Please continue.
Oh, thank you, Alex. Well, you know, as we said, the average medical doctor today lives to be 56. They're supposed to be the holders of all knowledge when it comes to health. Billionaires who can afford to eat the best can afford to hire the entire staff of Harvard Medical School for a little owie on their finger or a cold. In 2004, Forbes magazine did a study on them for longevity and what kills them, and they found out that billionaires die from heart attacks, cancer, diabetes, and stroke, all things everybody else dies from. And there's never been a billionaire live to be 100. And back then, in 2004, the average lifespan of billionaires was 78. Well, just last month, March, I think maybe we're still in March here, the Forbes magazine did another study on billionaires, and they had dropped from 78 in the average lifespan now to 66. So in a seven-year period, they've dropped from 78 to 66. It's a 12-year drop, and there's still never been a billionaire live to be 100. And this is because they leave out the most important piece, which you pointed out very clearly, Alex, that they're leaving out the basic raw materials that the human being needs to maintain itself. You cannot fix a nutritional deficiency with pharmaceuticals and surgery. And you're exactly right. So many diseases we have today are actually physician-caused disease, and I really appreciate the opportunity to bring this up. That right now everybody's yelling about all Americans being deficient in vitamin D3. Well, who caused that? The medical doctors who said stay out of the sun, use these SPF 7 billions, long sleeves, gloves, big brim hats, don't go out in the moonlit night, do not take vitamin A and D because they'll kill your liver. So it's no wonder every American is deficient in vitamin D3. Now they charge you $300 to test your levels, and then they give you a prescription vitamin D3 for $150 a month. You can get free vitamin D3 standing out in the sun for 20 minutes. Then they also caused another series of diseases, one of which, of course, is Alzheimer's disease. Probably the most severe one is Alzheimer's disease. It didn't exist 40 years ago, even by another name. Today, it's the number four killer of adults over the age of 65. And it's actually a deficiency of nutrients, some minerals and some vitamins, but particularly of an essential fat called cholesterol. When they got everybody on a cholesterol-restricted diet, gave them statin drugs to lower their cholesterol, Alzheimer's appeared, and this is a totally 100% physician-caused disease. It's just absolutely criminal. And they're out running around buying up all the nurses.
And by the way, doctor, I want to talk about this more after the break, long segment coming up. I remember, because I have an uncle who was in a motorcycle wreck, and he has seizures, and I remember him decades ago reading literature when I was at his house where his doctors were saying, get more cholesterol, because he actually had, you know, a good medical doctor, and it actually did help him starting to eat the really fatty proper diets to not have as many seizures. And that's another example. The brain is, what, 70% water, but almost all the rest of it is cholesterol. It's an electrochemical computer.
Exactly right. Well, actually, it's 75% of your brain is myelin, the fatty insulation material, and of that myelin, 100% is cholesterol. And so 75% of your brain is cholesterol, and so if somebody calls you a fathead, that's a good thing.
Sure, yeah, sure, the solid part, most of it's cholesterol, just meant is also water. But, I mean, that's the cutting edge of people with epilepsy. They know that, and you were saying this 20 years ago.
That's correct. That's one of the things that brought me to the controversial levels was that in my original audio cassette tape, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, I said back in 1993 that, in fact, Alzheimer's disease was not genetic. It was a simple nutritional deficiency disease, and the entire medical system dropped down on it.
Well, stay there. We're going to break this down the other side. But, folks, you can pull the studies up. Just Google them. You know, full-spectrum cholesterol diets, increasing IQ. I mean, fat, ladies and gentlemen, is brain food. It is the best energy. We'll be right back.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods, foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
They helped create a new world order. We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy to get people actually to love their servitude. People can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy.
Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning.
Too many kids are what's making the planet worse.
A lot of these kids come from bad gene pools. They don't have stable parents making good decisions.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Fluoride in water is supposed to fight tooth decay, but could it also cause cancer?
Turns out the government had the right under U.S. law to conduct secret testing on the American public under specific conditions.
We have to work the dark side of it. We're going to spend time in the shadows.
Any attempt to achieve world order must be the work of the devil. Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan.
It's a need for a new world order. Someday, in the next few years, a solution will emerge.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Back Sundays, 4 to 6. We are here. You have founded the front lines in the info war to awaken the sleeping giant that is free humanity, to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere, to defeat the globalist. And one of their biggest attacks is through the food and water supply, the radioactive isotopes that are mined out of phosphate mines. They call it sodium fluoride, and added, now major news in Texas, the cover-up of this, now CBS, Associated Press, the fact that they tell you, and Cass Sunstein, the White House regulations are, 2 years ago, put out a report and said, arrest people that don't believe in man-made global warming. That's public. Just type it into a search engine, mainline news, saying how great it is. New York Magazine basically said he's great wanting to censor people, and it's what's needed, attacking me just on Monday with a cover story. He also said that anybody that says you need sunlight, any of it, is a conspiracy theorist. It doesn't matter if they're a doctor. They should be arrested. He said that. That's folks, they do not want you getting sun. And Dr. Wallach, that was a short segment. Before we get into Alzheimer's and the statins that the media and the governments have now been saying they want to put in the water or make kids even take statins. In fact, Google, government wants to put kids on statins. Are literally destroying the brain, increasing Alzheimer's. But first, let's get in to sunlight and the different vitamins it generates in the body. And then go through the good cholesterols that they're telling you not to have, and how that affects the body. They say you don't need more vitamin C. Basically, scurvy's good for you. You've got the floor. Walk through that situation and why people like Cass Sunstein do not want you to get sunlight.
Okay, well, first of all, even a lizard knows that sunlight is good, right? A lizard goes out and bask during the early morning before the sun gets too intense to get his body temperature warmed up, but also to get vitamin D3. It's free, and everybody lives in buildings all day, and they go, you know, from their house into their garage, into their car. They drive to work, into a parking garage. They walk in the parking garage of their business. They go into the parking garage. They drive home at night, go into the garage, go into the house. Nobody's out in the sun anymore. And vitamin D3 not only prevents rickets in kids, which was its earliest interest, were, of course, the sunlight. They knew back in the days when coal mining in the 1840s, actually 1741, when they were switching over from wood to coal in Europe, they realized that kids who lived in areas where they were using coal for fuel had rickets, and when they would go out and live in the sunshine without the smoke out in the countryside, they didn't have rickets. They didn't know exactly what it was, but they knew there was something to do with the sunlight.
Basically, we're not supposed to be mole men.
Exactly. And then in the most recent research, in the last 10 years, Alex, we've determined that vitamin D3 will reduce your risk of cancer. It'll reduce the risk of many diseases, including heart disease. And so it's more than just for rickets for kids. It's a global use vitamin that you need every day of your life, just like oxygen and water. So anybody who says you don't need sunlight should be arrested I'll turn around on him. He should be arrested as a Class A felony and be put in jail for 25 years to life without possibility of parole, because he's killing millions of people when they hear nonsense like that. When you have a deficiency of cholesterol, not only do you get Alzheimer's disease and you can get acquired seizure disorders, but you can also get low testosterone, low menopausal problems because you're getting low estrogen, low progesterone. People are exhausted all the time. Now they say, well, my adrenals are exhausted. Well, adrenal hormones are steroid hormones, and 95% of their weight is cholesterol. So you need cholesterol to make adrenal hormones, ovarian hormones, testosterone for the testicles. And so this all this low testosterone, the low T thing, the erectile dysfunction, you see all these ads on TV for all these erectile function drugs in the last 5 years. Those are all physician-caused diseases. And any parent and grandparent who lets their little kids get statin drugs to lower their cholesterol, and there's actually the stated goal of the American Association of Pediatricians is to get all 8-year-olds on statin drugs to begin to lower their cholesterol. They're not going to make it to 25 years of age. They will.
And by the way, while you're speaking, we're putting up major medical research institutions saying exactly what you're saying. UC San Diego Health System, higher vitamin D intake needed to reduce cancer risk. And I hear Dr. Dina Dell, I hear the White House regulations are, who, by the way, is for population reduction, freaking out, assaulting vitamin D as if it is Satan itself. They've got to know what they're doing.
Well, they do know what they're doing. This is what makes it a criminal act, Alex. If they're just ignorant, you couldn't forgive them, but you'd want to try and steer them in the right direction. But the fact that they know this, you and I aren't the only two people who are reading this information. These guys know it. In fact, they're the creators of it. And so the fact that they're saying what they are doing, they're trying to create more business for themselves. And as a result, they should be put in jail for RICO, breaking the RICO laws, racketeering laws. It's just on such a massive scale, nobody in their wildest dreams can believe that that's what they're doing, but that's what they're
doing.
Well,
look, they've got the studies up one side and down the other, literally thousands. Black people or anybody living near the equator has black skin because you get too much sun, and so it basically absorbs it and blocks it. People that live the more north, the lighter you get because you need more sun, so you actually absorb it. I mean, we are creatures that do not, you know, live underground like a mole rat. We live out in the sun, and it literally drives our entire endocrine system, as you know.
You're absolutely right. And to answer to one of your other earlier questions, which is really on the same subject, these vitamins and minerals we need, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 essential amino acids, 3 essential fatty acids, can be found in your Alex pack, right? I'm very excited about that you've put together this wonderful Alex pack that has all these essentially guaranteeing all your listeners and followers that they can get all these 90 essential nutrients. They can, in fact, Alex, prevent and eliminate 900 different diseases. Most diseases that doctors will tell you are genetic or that are autoimmune disease, your body's attacking itself, these are absolute fraudulent lies. These diseases are all nutritional deficiencies. For instance, diabetes, a couple of pennies a day of a couple of trace minerals will prevent diabetes, and if you have it, in just a couple of days, you get rid of it. You go back.
Well, no one can deny that diabetes, I've seen statistics of it 2,000 to 3,000 percentage points higher. I've seen reports that they estimate by 2020, more than half the population will have diabetes, that, what is it, 80% of Hispanics will? People won't believe that. Guys, Google half the population to have diabetes, and I think it said 2020, but soon half the population to have diabetes. From the numbers I saw just 50-60 years ago, what was it, maybe 2% of the population?
Exactly right. And of course, the thing that's changed here, the basic thing that's changed, it goes back to the way our forefathers lived and ate. Back when you and I were kids, Alex, our granddaddies still had a wood stove, and they were putting that powder, which is left when you burn wood in a wood stove in a fireplace, into the garden. The powder is not really ashes. It's the minerals that were left when you burn away the carbon in the wood. And then the beans and the tomatoes and corn would take up those minerals. We'd eat that, and we'd get our minerals in that fashion. We'd also put bone meal in our bread. And that's why the old fairy tale Jack and the Beanstalk, when the giant was chasing Jack, he'd say, fee-fi-fo-fum, I smell the blood of an Englishman, be he alive or be he dead, I'll grind his bones to make my bread. That's the way they used to do it. Well, we've left out bone meal, we've left out these plant minerals, the wood ashes, if you will, in our bread now. So where are we getting our minerals? It's up to you and me to train people, Alex, so they know they must supplement to get these minerals, because they're not in our food like they were in our granddaddy's day.
By the way, tell folks how old you are.
I'll be 72 in June. And
by the way, you look like you're 50.
Well, thank you. Yeah, most people think I'm 50. Nobody's going to steal an airplane with me on it, I'll tell you that. I'm in pretty good shape. And very few people can keep up with me and you. And that's because we take the Alex pack. I take it twice a day. I kind of overdose purposely because, as you do, I have detractors who would say, well, there he is. Wallach died at 300. We knew that nutrition wouldn't work, right? And so I've got to be a little extra ahead of the curve there. So I just started doing it in the last few months,
and as people can notice on air, I've had a lot more energy. My brain's been working worse. It's all available. People want to find out more because it's all in one place. But the guy that really, you know, discovered so much of this, that the system knew, he discovered it. You know, they knew, but he discovered it himself. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. But, and I want to get into this Beyond Tangy Tangerine and what it's got in it, some of the other products, but I want to continue when we come back from break, going through what some of the other minerals and vitamins that we have deficiencies in, some of the other things that the system knows that it's triggering, but they want to treat the symptoms of the mineral deficiency. They know full well, and they're telling you with a straight face, you don't want vitamin D, you don't want sunlight. Don't you dare eat that type of cholesterol. What are the best types of cholesterol? I want to get into the Alzheimer's. They're now saying that people are getting Alzheimer's at 30. because they're living like mole people. They're not getting the fats they need that the brain's made of. We'll be right back.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
There must be some kind of way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Dr. Joel Wallach has a passion for warning people about mineral and vitamin deficiencies. And he has been demonized. He's been attacked. And I know with Cass Sunstein, he's a wicked anti-free speech globalist. I don't know about Dr. Dean Adel. So I listen to him and agree with some, disagree with other stuff. But I've heard him say, you don't need the, you know, a bunch of this vitamin D. You don't need vitamins. When I had him on the show once, I said, but people, if they're deficient, need them. And yeah, there are the big drug companies put out these artificial vitamins that studies do show are toxic. So I can't say he needs to get in trouble, but certainly somebody like Cass Sunstein saying you don't need any sunlight and it's a conspiracy theory and we should outlaw this. It's crazy. When put it on screen. You know, earlier I went from memory for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, and I just said, you know, I remember seeing the numbers that half of Americans could be diabetic by 2020. And it said, 80% of Hispanics. And there it is, AOL News. 10 years from now, more than half the U.S. population could be of diabetes or prediabetes, according to a newly released analysis by the United Health Group Center for Reform and Modernization. So, see, I don't just say stuff here. My memory's super good. I don't just sit here and agree with Wallach. I've done incredible amounts of research. So when I started looking at his stuff years ago, and then when I got contacted via an intermediary about interviewing him and getting involved and explaining this to my audience, I said, absolutely. Because even though I know all this stuff, I don't follow it all. Sure, I filter my water. I try to eat healthy. But the point is, it doesn't matter how much stuff you eat, even supposedly healthy, if it's from bad soils, and most of it is. And so that's what we're covering at InfoWarsTeam.com. And if you want to call and learn more, it's 877-551-1301, 877-551-1301. You can buy the stuff off the site, or if you want to join for $10, so you get a big discount. It's kind of like joining Costco or something. You're welcome to do that, 877-551-1301, InfoWarsTeam.com. But we're going to plug some of the great products at the end of the interview. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. Dr. Wallach, let's get back in to Alzheimer's and what cholesterol does in the brain, and the fact that just like diabetes is off the charts out of nowhere. Now I've got, in fact, put it in, people won't believe it, young people now getting Alzheimer's, or people, you know, in their 30s now getting it. Folks, this isn't normal. All these degenerative diseases. I know the mainline medical institutions. I could pull up thousands of articles and reports. They know that people don't get enough cholesterol, and I put the headline up where the governments around the world want to put statins in the water. Dr. Wallach, break that down.
Well, again, you hit the nail on the head, Alex. This cholesterol thing came in about 20 years before the Second World War. In 1971, I wrote the first paper on it. It was in an international journal, a medical journal, that showed that vegetarians get much higher plugged arteries from cholesterol than meat eaters. And that's because they stir fry with oils, which turns the oils into trans fatty acids, which plug the arteries. It's not the cholesterol. Cholesterol is used for our hormones. It's used to make up 75% of our brain weight.
It's the burning of the fats. It's the burning of them that makes something we're not supposed to eat.
Well, yeah, when you're cooking food, we can actually reduce the risk of breast, prostate, and colon cancer, Alex, if we just cook our meat medium rare. Instead of well done, we can reduce our risk by 462%, according to a big study.
Humans are meant to eat raw meat. All the big colon cancer studies show that it's heavily cooked red meat. I keep interrupting because it's all admitted.
Exactly. It's the cooking. It's not the meat. The meat, you can eat it raw. It's good for you. It's just, in fact, chunks of meat like steaks, you'll never get E. coli from that. It's always the ground meat when the guys who are pushing the meat through the grinder don't wash their hands after they go to the bathroom. That's where the E. coli comes from. So there's a little bit of hygiene there. But you and I, we could actually eliminate, this is a big one, Alex, we could actually eliminate all diabetes in 30 days in America. We can eliminate it because it's a simple mineral deficiency disease. If we could convince everybody to either on their own or have the government give everybody, you know, 50 cents a day worth of these trace minerals, within 30 days, everybody in America, if they had diabetes, would get rid of it. And if they don't have diabetes, they'll never get it. It's a simple mineral deficiency disease. But doctors make $750,000 by treating you for 20 years. So why would they make $300 to cure you?
Now, explain to people the basic mineral, the minerals that are missing that is triggering so much of the diabetes epidemic.
Okay, well, the basic minerals that are missing are two of them, chromium and vanadium. And if you take those two by themselves, nothing happens. There's actually 23 other cofactors, a mix of vitamins and minerals, amino acids, and the omega-3s that are necessary for those two trace minerals to work. And this is where the disconnect comes from for the average person. They say, well, I ran to the health food store, and I got some chromium vanadium. I took it. Didn't affect my blood sugar at all. It was nothing. Well, that's because they're not taking the other 23 cofactors. And this is where if people take your Alex pack, and then they throw in what we call sweeties, usually within 2 days. I don't care if your blood sugar is 200, it'll drop down to 7.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Daddy, I'm hungry.
That little girl will get fed, for now. But what if people like Glenn Beck are right about the threats we face? If the U.S. dollar loses its status as the global reserve currency, prices on the things you need most will skyrocket. Food may be unaffordable, or worse, unavailable. Earthquakes, economic turmoil, continuing unemployment, rampant inflation, and even threats of terrorism are all reasons to let the experts at Ready Reserve Foods help you with a long-term food storage plan. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storage foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available worldwide. Their products have a shelf life of 25 years, and a year's supply of quality food for two people only takes up about as much space as a refrigerator for a fraction of what you now pay at the grocery store. You owe it to your family to find out more from Ready Reserve Foods. Call today for their free full-color catalog at 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Dr. Joel Wallach is our guest. Find out more at InfoWarsTeam.com. A lot of our great radio affiliates are signing up with InfoWarsTeam.com and getting involved, getting this information out. Ladies and gentlemen, in fact, put that latest headline up. I told you that they're talking about putting statins in the drinking water, which so many studies we can pull up for you show is causing all sorts of health problems. Statin-fortified drinking water, BBC. This week, cholesterol-lowering drugs called statins have become available to buy at UK pharmacies, basically over-the-counter, and from the Japanese, British, U.S. government, they're talking about putting children as young as 5 on statins. I mean, Dr. Wallach, from the numbers you've seen, because I see numbers of 2,000, 3,000%, from the numbers in your research that you warned about decades ago, all these different types of diabetes, this epidemic, half the population, they estimate in 10 years to have it, already about 30% do. Why is it hitting Hispanics even worse? I mean, obviously corn syrup and things have been shown in studies to be metabolized differently, but something else is going on there, and we know about your research and other research dealing with those minerals and cofactors. I mean, obviously, something's going on here. What are the numbers you have on the increases of diabetes?
Okay, well, you're exactly right. Again, Alex, you're on top of it. I'm very proud of you. It's amazing how much you keep up with. But when it comes to diabetes, right now, if you take in pre-diabetics and people who are what would be called metabolic syndrome victims, where their insulin resistance sort of just on that cutting edge of being pre-diabetic. We already are at 30%. 90 million Americans have diabetes type 2, if you throw in the pre-diabetics and the metabolic syndrome. 90 million out of 308 million, so we're just about a third now. If you look at ones who are full-blown diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, 32 million. And it's about a couple hundred thousand when it comes to type 1. Type 1s, when it comes to the population, diabetics are less than 1%. They're not a significant factor when it comes to the amount of money that's being spent, but they are, you know, when you have somebody in your family that has type 1, I can actually help them live beyond 100, and I actually have dozens of people who have type 1 diabetes when they're now in their 50s and 60s and 70s, and they can live to be well beyond 100 if they do everything I tell them to do. It's a diet and a supplement program, but they will be on insulin because type 1 diabetics, by definition, do not make insulin.
And by the way, you got nominated for a Nobel Prize. You learned this basically running a zoos department. But see, the reason when I saw your info, it clicked so well from the vets I've known, because this is taught in animal husbandry, is because, you know, this is business. You actually want to keep your animals alive. Tell folks some of the studies about mineral deficiencies and herds dying, cows not being able to handle cold weather, and then you give them the right minerals. I heard this from the vets I worked with.
Well, again, you're exactly right. The project I was on was actually a National Institutes of Health project, National Science Foundation. And this project was a 10-year project. I did over 20,000 autopsies, 3,000 humans, and 17,500 zoo animals of over 454 species of animals. I was working with Marlon Perkins from the old Mutual of Omaha Wild Kingdom days. And the nomination for the Nobel Prize was for being able to pick out birth defects that were thought to be genetic in human populations, which are really just nutritional deficiencies during pregnancy. And that's what the nomination for the Nobel Prize was for. I was very proud of that piece. It was specifically for cystic fibrosis. And actually, it's come back now that the National Science Foundation is recognizing me for recognizing kind of one of those discoveries in monkeys at the Yerkes Primate Center in Atlanta, Georgia, where I discovered the first animal models for cystic fibrosis and proved unequivocally that it was, in fact, a deficiency of selenium during pregnancy. My wife and I went to China. We did 1,200 autopsies on kids under the age of 10 who died of selenium deficiencies, cardiomyopathy, heart disease, looked at their pancreases and their lungs, and found out that some 30% of the Chinese kids had actually died not only of the heart disease from a selenium deficiency, but also of cystic fibrosis, which was significant because it was supposed to be a genetic disease of white Eastern Europeans and not Chinese. So the fact that about 400 of these kids had cystic fibrosis.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong. There is a genetic link, but then it's triggered by not having those key minerals, just like boys have a much greater chance, if they have too much mercury, of developing things like autism because they're genetically predisposed, but then you add the toxic metal. That's what then triggers it.
Well, there's all kinds of that kind of stuff. You're exactly right. There's, you know, you have to think, well, here we are, we have these chromosomes, right, and we have all these genes on the chromosomes. It's silly to think that they don't have some impact. They do, how we use nutrition, and there's actually a new science out now called epigenetics. There's a whole science out now where back in the 1960s when I was doing these autopsies and writing articles saying, hey, these diseases have a nutritional deficiency element to them, they're just calling me a fool and a liar and a nut. Well, today they're saying, well, we have a new science now that shows that by supplementing with these nutrients, you can, in fact, prevent a genetic disease from manifesting itself. You can take a disease that was thought to be 100% genetic, and you can give these nutrients. And we're talking about muscular dystrophy. That's an easy one.
By the way, three times my wife has been pregnant, we go in, you know, we allow the one ultrasound, even though it's probably not good, but at the end of the second trimester, and then they say, let us do genetic testing. We say no, but and then they advertise, because if we learn what the genetic triggers are and predispositions, there are mineral things and basically pharma, you know, big pharma is now creeping in, kind of admitting this. And saying then we can recommend things you take that then will block that in you or your child. Also, as you know, doctor, more and more. Big Pharma's coming in and trying to patent vitamin D and then put out a pharmaceutical grade. They're coming in now with regular female hormones with women that have, you know, low levels of progesterone that they would take as a supplement to not have miscarriages, and they're now patenting that and saying they're not going to let the compounding pharmacies put it out that have done such a good job. I mean, so they've been attacking vitamins and minerals from one end, but quietly they're trying to take it over and say nobody can sell these but us.
Well, exactly right. I'm the guy that sued the FDA to be able to say that omega-3s can prevent stroke and coronary thrombosis. I sued the FDA on that one, and now the pharmaceutical companies have come out with a prescription-grade omega-3, and it's like 150 times the cost of what ours is. And then you have something like niacin, vitamin B3, which we know will lower your cholesterol levels. They came out with Niaspan now, which is sort of a time-release niacin. They're charging you 150 times what we charge for niacin. And the vitamin D3, as you point out. And it's just kind of interesting that we do all the work, and they poo-poo us and say we're quacks, and then they put a little carbon unit on one end of the thing, insignificant, but they're manufacturing it, so to speak, and therefore they get the patent, and insurance will pay for their clunky little thing that's synthetic and not for the natural stuff.
Okay, now, Doctor, racing through this, tell us from the research, and as we do it, my team can just put it in Google and pull up mainstream news confirming it. That's what we've been doing here if you're a radio listener. But just type in whatever I say, and then you can pull it up for yourself. You know, main line, this is not even hidden. Race through some of the other mineral and cofactor deficiencies that are the triggers or one of the big things contributing towards many of these chronic diseases that are skyrocketing.
Okay, well, let's say, Elizabeth Taylor just died of congestive heart failure, which is a simple thiamine deficiency, vitamin B1. I get thousands of people off the heart transplant list every year by giving them the Alex pack and throwing in what we call de-stress capsules. Two capsules give you 3,000 times the minimum daily requirement of B1. And B1 deficiency, thiamine deficiency, can cause congestive heart failure and also a dementia that looks exactly like Alzheimer's disease. It's called Korsakoff syndrome. And so we can get rid of that disease. That one you can get rid of in 2 weeks. Called Korsakoff syndrome.
That's right, because they admit that they will mislabel things as new diseases or another disease when they know full well it's a vitamin or mineral deficiency syndrome.
You're exactly right, Alex. And then, of course, muscular dystrophy. We got rid of the animal industry because muscle is meat. And Jerry Lewis is still running around there. I love him. I'm sure the medical system is duping him that he doesn't realize that for 54 years we've already known the cause, prevention, and cure of muscular dystrophy. It's a simple deficiency of the trace mineral selenium during pregnancy. And then when you go to, again, menopause and the progesterone, there's actually a 150-year-old formula. It's a herbal formula. It was called Lydia Pinkham's back 150 years ago. Today it's called Woman's FX, and you can get it through the InfoWarsTeam.com. It's called Woman's FX. It actually gets women to slide through menopause very quickly, very healthily. They do have to eat about 4 to 6 eggs a day to get enough cholesterol so they can make their progesterone and their estrogens. And then there's erectile dysfunction in men. Now, that's a new disease. That's actually a cholesterol deficiency.
What about thyroid?
Low thyroid is actually a deficiency not only of iodine, but the people forget, Alex, that your thyroid gland needs all 90 essential nutrients that actually in the Alex pack. And the medical system is focused on iodine because it's the metal that's actually on the carbon chain to make the thyroid hormone. But your thyroid really needs the other 89 nutrients as well. So,
and if you don't have those, explain to people that the thyroid will grab other toxic things in the environment that they use, like in white flour. Break down, if you don't give your thyroid what it needs, what it does.
Okay, well, it'll get goiter. You actually get this huge sort of grapefruit-sized thyroid gland that's non-functional called goiter, and all you have to do is give the nutrients, it goes away. But this is, you hit the nail on the head again for what's pertinent now, because we're now getting radioactive iodine. This was just on the news on the Fox crawler here that they're finding now radioactive iodine from the rainfall out in our kids' milk, in the milk supply now in the United States from this thing in Japan. They found it today, radioactive iodine, and this will be rapidly taken up by the thyroid gland of these kids and put them at high risk for thyroid cancer. And we have to get these kids to supplement properly with the Alex pack. And I would also throw in what we call Ocean's Gold or Cell Shield RTQ. These are things that have the normal organically bound iodine with plant material. They're organically bound. And once the thyroid gland has those, it will not be eager to take up the radioactive iodine. So it's a protection. It's a, that's why I call it a cell shield.
So you're saying from your research they don't need the, generally the big mega dose of the medical grade iodine, that, that even lower levels will keep it from wanting to absorb as much of this?
Oh, exactly. So if you take these nutrients, the Alex Pack and Cell Shield RTQ, Ocean's Gold, if you take these things every day, then you don't have to worry about this low-grade radioactive iodine coming.
And by the way, you keep saying Alex Pack, Alex Pack. To explain that, when we got together with you guys, and I really believe in it, so I'm pushing it, at InfoWarsTeam.com, the Alex Pack is the name of a discounted package of what you believe is basically everything they need. Now, tell folks what's in the Tangy Tangerine, beyond Tangy Tangerine, because that's what my wife and I just love. And I just got it in the house, set it there, didn't even, you know, sell her on it. She's like, what is this stuff? I'm having incredible energy working out. She's a big workout person.
Okay. Well, usually, you know, the health nuts used to have to take 50 different bottles and take all their different vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin A, calcium. And what we've done and put it into one product using the same technology that has been used for coffee crystals, so that every crystal is identical. It's not like powder where there's variations in the value of the dust that's in there. Well, this is, every crystal is perfect, and it has 130 nutrients, vitamins, amino acids, and minerals, and it has 115 berries, fruits, and vegetables in it. Think of that, Alex. 115 berries, fruits, and vegetables. Most medical doctors can't name 10, let alone 115. And this gives you the antioxidant points to support your immune system and fend off a lot of these chronic diseases, including things like rheumatoid arthritis, which is an infection, chronic things like irritable bowel syndrome, inflammatory bowel disease, lupus. There's a 41-year-old lady who died in Southside Chicago just a couple of days ago from lupus, a simple mineral deficiency disease. You take the Healthy Starter Pack, which is the Alex Pack, which has the Beyond Tangerine in it. It's got everything you need in there to prevent or reduce your risk of lupus. And so nobody should ever die of lupus. It's not an autoimmune disease. Your body's not attacking itself. It's a simple nutritional deficiency disease that results in a breakdown of connective tissue. And this
So it's really a type of scurvy. They just rename it lupus.
Yeah, exactly. It's scurvy, fibromyalgia, sarcoidosis. All these are connective tissue diseases, including vitamin C, which is the big one for what we'd call...
By the way, two-time Nobel Prize winner, 50-something years ago, Linus Pauling.
Yep.
I mean, he confirmed that mega doses of naturally occurring vitamin C are magic. And I go back to this, the British, 300 years ago plus, they discovered... The limeys, they were called limeys because, and the Spanish, everybody laughed at them, bags of lime, they would limes, they would put it in the rum, two parts water, one part rum, knowing that the sailors would only drink it because it was seen, you know, that kind of stuff was bad for you then, but the British Royal Academy of Sciences, they had secretly discovered this and actually kept it as a closely guarded secret why they made everybody drink limes. So you'd have a ship 10,000 miles away when it met with a Spanish galleon in the trading routes in the Indian Ocean, and they would be able to absolutely smash them because the Spanish or the Portuguese or the Dutch would be laying around half dead on the deck, and the Brits would pull up absolutely in great shape, ready to kill with their sabers in their hands because they were getting the vitamin C they needed.
And also, as a result, Linus Pauling died at 94, 40 years longer than the average medical doctor, although the medical doctors poo-pooed him for taking all that vitamin C. So I'm on your side. I'm on Linus Pauling's side.
By the way, you know he was one of the discoverers of DNA as well, and a top eugenicist. So I guess in a way, they kind of got to him and said, look, don't give the slaves this info. Shut up.
Well, he actually was left out of the Nobel Prize. Unfortunately, for the double helix thing.
He was one of the guys that discovered it, yeah.
That's right. Actually, he came up with it first, and the other guys just confirmed it, and they got the Nobel Prize. He should have gotten it for that.
Yeah, well, and by the way, that's in the encyclopedia, folks, if you want to pull that up. But he did get the other two. He had two he did get, though, correct?
Oh, yeah. His first one was actually for the enzymes inside the mitochondria's his enzyme chemistry. Not vitamin C. And the second one was the Peace Prize when he was against nuclear weapons.
That's right.
And
folks,
so
we're almost out of
time. Everybody thinks it was vitamin C.
Yeah, you know, we're almost out of time here with Dr. Joel Wallach of InfoWarsTeam.com, the host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. And you get great products. It also supports the broadcast. And if you want to sign up and get discounts, it's $10. Then you can sign other people up. So it's got that factor to it so we can promote this out. Just like 10, 15 years ago, you couldn't find organic food at a store or organic milk. Now people have demanded it. You can hardly find stuff at many stores that isn't organic. So they're trying to name stuff organic that isn't now because it's so popular. The point is, this is another revolution we can have. We've gone over the evidence. Almost everything Dr. Wallach's talked about, we've put up on the screen, mainstream news recently. He was just saying it back in the 60s and 70s because he was a big researcher, as you heard. I hope you'll get involved at InfoWarsTeam.com. And, obviously minerals and things are something we need. And when you take it in these liquid forms, you absorb a lot more of it than if it's in a pill form. Correct, Dr. Wallach?
You're exactly right. Liquid, and then of course the Beyond Tangerine are these NutriCrystals. They will instantize. You just put that little scoop in some room temperature water. It instantly goes into solution, and so now you have a liquid which is predictable.
Absolutely.
And these 130 nutrients in it.
Dr. Wallach, thank you so much for joining us. InfoWarsTeam.com or 877-551-1301 if you've got any questions. Thank you, Dr. Wallach. We'll come back with some financial news.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
All right, I want to hit some financial news and a few other key pieces of info here at the end of the broadcast. But I really want to encourage everybody to go to InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and get the 9.5-minute video we put together with pure documentation that Al-Qaeda is a creation of the military-industrial complex, just devastating information, and now this is finally becoming mainstream news. Al-Qaeda, 100% globalist, Pentagon-run. That video is up at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and the Alex Jones channel. I want this sucker to get 1 million views. Get it out to your whole email list. Everybody you know, great work, Aaron Dykes, putting that together with yours truly. Another report here with the Cornucopia Institute. Farmers and seed producers launched preemptive strike against Monsanto. Lawsuit filed to protect themselves from unfair patent enforcement of genetically modified seed. They plant it next to your farm. Then they come and take samples from your farm. Do they find any genetics? Because plants aren't like you can have one daddy and one mama. A little bit of the pollen gets in, and then it basically in future generations shows some of the genetics as a hybrid. Then they sue you in courts they control and win. Action would prohibit biotechnology giant from suing organic farmers and seed growers if innocently contaminated by Roundup-ready genes. And by the way, in Mexico and Latin America, there is no ancient multi-thousand-year-old corn variety that hasn't been infected. I mean, they've just taken everything over. It's incredible. Other financial news, Walmart CEO Bill Simon expects inflation, USA Today. U.S. consumers face serious inflation, but Obama says it's fine. And they say the recession ended almost 2 years ago. U.S. consumers face serious inflation in the months ahead for clothing, food, and other products. The head of Walmart U.S. operations warned Wednesday, and he goes through all of those facts. Of course, we all know inflation is going up across the board. I mean, but Karl Rove says they control reality. It doesn't matter what the facts are. Continuing here, Europe rates to lead U.S. as global power shift for the first time since the Bretton Woods Agreement decades and decades ago when the dollar was made the world reserve currency. Europe is now moving to make the choices that are followed by raising interest rates ahead of the Federal Reserve. After following the Federal Reserve's lead for a decade or more, the European Central Bank is poised to launch a series of interest rate hikes before the U.S. Central Bank for the first time in ECB's history. That means bond buyers, treasury buyers, and euros are going to move away from the dollar as it becomes a bigger plum. The change from the traditional pattern reflects ECB's greater preoccupation with inflation pressures, as well as its higher level of discomfort with the emergency bond buying programs run by central banks. Yeah, the Federal Reserve's monetizing more and more of the dollar, which, of course, is causing the inflation that the head of Walmart is warning people about. All we've got left is that dollar. We've been pretty much deindustrialized with all the regulations and rules and tax incentives to move offshore. And so we're still able to buy all these goods for the service economy. But as oil goes up, it costs more to deliver those. It costs more just across the board at every level and adds cost. And once it starts spiraling, it just gets more and more intense. And we're now entering that phase. And Bob Chapman might be right. Hyperinflation could be around the corner. NATO rules out arming Libyan rebels. An incredible lie from NATO. I mean, you go back 4 weeks ago, they were admitting that they were bringing arms in out of Egypt with the SAS, British Special Forces, giving them the weapons. I mean, it's not a war. It's kinetic military action. We may put ground troops in who are massing in ships off the coast, British and U.S. Marines, but it won't be military. It'll be helping the population. It'll be humanitarian, helping them with weapons and advisors and lasing targets. Continuing, at least 40 civilians dead in Tripoli strikes. Vatican official reports that they've gone and confirmed that that is going on. This is from Yahoo News, Reuters as well. It says Yahoo at the top, then it's actually Reuters. At least 40 civilians have been killed in airstrikes by Western forces in Tripoli, the top Vatican official said in the Libyan capital. And we will continue all of this coming up in 21 hours from now at Infowars.com. God bless you all.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.